This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Bingo, that's a fun game that many people love to play. Today we'll meet a creative community foundation which used bingo and other projects to support its community during the pandemic. It's today's Kansas Profile. Tara Vance is executive director of the Norton County Community Foundation. A Stockton native and Fort Hays State grad, she became director of the Chamber of Commerce at Norton. In 2012, she was asked to serve as part-time director of the Community Foundation as well. The more she learned about the importance of local philanthropy, the more committed she became to the Community Foundation. "I've developed a passion for it," Tara said. Scott Sproul, director of the Northwest Kansas Economic Innovation Center, Inc., was Norton County Economic Development Director at the time. "He was a great mentor to me," Tara said. "We saw that the private donor world would be essential for our community if tax dollars aren't there someday," she said. Today, Tara is the full-time director of the Norton County Community Foundation, which has grown to $2 million in assets. The Dane G. Hansen Foundation in Logan has been a strong partner of Norton and other community foundations in Northwest Kansas. One major asset is the Heaton Building in downtown Norton. This historic remodeled building is owned by the Community Foundation and houses 16 different tenants. Another key foundation project is called Secure Sebelius Lake. This lake provides water recreation opportunities but was at risk from drawdown. The Community Foundation raised funds to match the state spending to compensate irrigators for maintaining a certain water level in the lake. "This arrangement has been good for the community, good for the irrigators, and good for the state," Tara said. The Norton County Community Foundation annually offers various scholarships and grants for local projects. Then the pandemic hit. Shutdown orders occurred. Tara looked for a positive community activity and found a business in another county that was doing a bingo game. She decided to adapt the idea for Norton County. "One of our donors sent in $10,000 and said, 'Do something good with it,'" Tara said. With help from a graphic designer at Nextech, the rural telephone company, they developed an online game called Norco Bingo to support Norton County businesses. Nextech is an amazing community partner, Tara said. They designed a bingo card with various activities which could be done in the county. These included a range of things from plant flowers or vegetables and buy a gift card from a business closed to the public to take a selfie in front of your favorite building and make cards for nursing home residents. Other options included drive around town and wave at three people, perform a random act of kindness, use an online service at Norton Public Library, and send a card or note to an essential worker. Outdoor activities in the county were another option, such as go fishing at Prairie Dog State Park and go explore Lenora Lake, which is near the rural community of Lenora, population 250 people. Now that's rural. People were encouraged to fill out the bingo cards and turn them in, complete with pictures of them doing the activities. A daily drawing was held among those who submitted completed bingo cards. Three winners each day got gift certificates of $100 in chamber bucks. This project got people involved in doing good deeds as well as enjoying elements of the community. In the end, more than 135 bingo submissions were received, and more than $9,000 was spent at 26 different businesses in Norton County. When Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas did a statewide request for examples of positive responses to the pandemic, the Norton County Community Foundation was awarded another $10,000. For more information on the foundation, see www.nortoncf.org. When a former Commerce Deputy Secretary was told of the varied activities in which the Norton County Community Foundation was involved, she was surprised. "But you're making a difference," she said. So where across the state of Kansas could I find a community foundation which is doing exceptionally creative things for its community? I look at Norton County and I say, bingo. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.